Opposition leader Bill Shorten is in Tasmania campaigning ahead of the Super Saturday of by-elections on July 28th. The contest in the northern Tasmanian seat of Braddon is expected to be a nail-biter, made more uncertain by the flip-flopping, or whatever you want to call it, on the issue of business tax cuts. One local watching the contest closely is the former Tasmanian Senator, Jackie Lambie. Not only does she live in the electorate, she's also planning to run for a Senate seat again at the next federal election. Jackie Lambie, welcome back to Breakfast.
Oh, thank you very much. Good morning.
Labor holds the seat of Braddon with a margin of just 2.2%. Polling a month ago showed the coalition might have their noses in front. In your view, who's likely to win this seat?
Oh, geez, I couldn't call it, I'll be honest with you. Most Northwesters, I think, are feeling like I am. They actually have very little interest in what's going on, to be honest with you. They're just getting on with their daily grind over here. It's been quite interesting, and they're not flooding us. Like, I haven't seen any Liberal door knockers out. Labor is. You can see Labor out with their red T-shirts and things like that. They've been pumping the ground for probably about 3 weeks. I haven't seen Liberal out at all. So it'll be very, very interesting to see how the result comes out. And I certainly know that it won't be good for Bill if it doesn't come back out in Justine's favour.
What are the big issues when you're talking to locals? I mean, I know that you're saying that the by-election itself is not necessarily front of people's minds, but what are the biggest challenges facing the community there at the moment?
You know, we have a lower economic social. I live in that sort of area, the Northwest Coast. There isn't a great deal of money over this side, so it's very difficult. It's like many other rural and regional areas. We're having problems with the health system, making our kids, keeping them through to year 12. We only brought that in compulsory 12 months ago. So we're miles behind them, forcing our kids to finish year 12 and then go to university. A lot of these kids still on the Northwest Coast, none of their families have been through university yet either. We're still struggling with jobs down here, although that's starting to pick up. There is those common issues, and we have a lot of elderly, I can tell you now. So, and our aged care down here seems to be becoming a problem.
Given, as you point out, there's a real issue with jobs, particularly for young people, do you think the Bill Shorten position on the tax cuts for small to medium-sized businesses, the decision and then the backflip, would have much of an impact on people's thinking?
I don't think it's going to have a massive impact down here on the Northwest Coast. I think people are trying to keep up with what was going on because of the flip-flopping, which is quite difficult. I mean, I'm sitting on the outside and I've got to keep up with it. So it must be very, very difficult for them. I think that they've shut down from a lot of it. They'll be very grateful for the tax cuts on this side. There's no doubts about that for small and medium-sized businesses. But giving those tax cuts to the banks, well, that's another question itself. Yeah, I just don't. To me, they're not talking. I'm not hearing tax. Like I said, most people are just walking around as if to say, we're just walking through this, get somebody back in the seat, let's get moving. The good thing is for the Northwest Coast, or for Braddon, and I'm sure with the others, is all the pork barrowing that's going on. So, you know, it's like I said, if there's one council out there on the Northwest Coast that hasn't put in their wish list, and somebody needs to put a boot up their clacker. You know, so that is a good thing for the Northwest Coast. There's a lot of promises, there's a lot of pork barrelling going on, and that's good. And I'm sure that'll pay dividends in the end.
You are hoping to get back into the Senate at the next federal election. You were knocked out of the Senate because of the dual citizenship thing, which is, I note, the same reason that the Labor MP, the local Labor MP, Justine Kay, had to resign in May. Interestingly, though, you've said you want changes to the way the GST is carved up, and today the government is unveiling a new system. It says we'll leave no state worse off. It'll come with an extra $7 to $9 billion, depending on which newspaper you read, in cash injected from the federal government. Do you think
every state's getting ripped off, aren't they? It depends what paper you read. Victoria's going without. Queensland's going without. Everybody's going without. So it'll be very, very interesting. It's not that I want to. I'm happy to leave the GST the way it was. You know, the only person that's not happy about that is Western Australia, because they didn't put any money away for a rainy day, and what the rest of us have to pay the price for that. I'm a simple believer, wherever our resources are in this country, it belongs to everyone, and everybody should get a fair share of them.
If you do get back into the Senate, you'd be a crossbencher with a fair bit of importance to a government trying to get legislation passed. Would you use your power, if you get back into the Senate, to try and negotiate other changes to the GST?
I'm happy with the GST the way it was. That was working for Tasmania. So until we actually, you know, until this unfolds and everybody attacks it over the next 48 hours and we see who's actually getting more and see if anyone is missing out.
There are some reports, Jackie, saying that Tasmania will get an extra $112 million.
Yeah, there's also reports we're going without and we're going to be missing out by about $360 million by 2021-22. So I think over the next 40 hours when everyone's dissected it down so we can actually see what's going on. But if no state's going to be any worse off, you have to continue to ask, I think the big question is, and all the pork barrelling, where's all the money coming from? Where is all the, how much debt are we putting this country in? If he wants to keep everybody happy and everybody's going to get more GST, I don't understand where all the money's coming from. This is the issue. Nobody seems to be asking this question. We just keep continuing to put on our own credit card and paying bigger interest every day off it. So, you know, I have a real problem. So this will be very, very interesting to see how this all rolls out in the next 24 to 48 hours.
You, like all of us, will have seen that the national conversation has been largely dominated this week by Green Senator Sarah Hanson-Young and Senator David Lionhelm. We spoke to him on this program yesterday. Here's how he justified his comments when we interviewed him.
I think you're mischaracterising it as sexist abuse when it's just abuse. I am an Australian. I will tell people they're bastards or bitches or to F off irrespective of their gender. If I think they should shut up, I'll tell them to shut up.
Did you cop abuse in the Senate?
No, not really. No, I mean, you have your, you know, mate, when you're there at 1 o'clock in the morning or 2 o'clock, everyone's getting argy-bargy and they're getting really compassionate about the topic that we're talking about. It can start to get very unruly in there. There is no doubts about that. But you people don't hear that because the only person you can hear is the one that's actually on the floor, on their feet, with the microphone on. But I can tell you now, there is some nastiness that goes on in that Senate. And I'll tell you what, people might want to have a look at Senator McDonald because he'd be the nastiest one in that Senate. He's just awful. And I'm quite sure that Sarah Hanson-Young would admit that too. So I've never had a problem with David. I've always got on with David very, very well. And that is what David's like. You know, he'll just tell you how he thinks the way it is. And I respect David for that. I'm not sure if I would have respected him had he said those words that he said to Sarah to me. I probably would have had something to say, but I would have went and said it to David and just shut it down. So, but like I said, I've never had a problem with David. I have a great deal of respect for him. He's highly intelligent. I don't think he's handled this as well as what he should have done. And it's obviously not going away. It's now been going for what, a week, nearly?
Out of interest, what's the worst thing that anyone said to you in the Senate?
It's usually just demeaning. I wouldn't say it's abuse. Just off the cuff. I think what they try and do is I look at it as more as agitation. They just keep throwing these little bits and pieces across while you're speaking and stuff like that because they want you to blow up. That's the whole name of the game, you know. So, but they can push. They can really, really push. So,
Jackie Lambie, we will have to leave it there. We appreciate talking to you this morning.
No, you're very welcome. Thanks for having me on.
Jackie Lambie is a former Tasmanian senator. She plans to run again at the next election.